The lorry rumbled off the road and straight through a hedge. The field behind it was ploughed, and the gnomes had to hang on tightly as they were jolted around in the cab. The police car screeched to a halt, and the two policemen started running across the field after them, shouting. The lorry went through another hedge and frightened a herd of cows. Rincemangle peered through the window. There was a wood ahead, and behind that, the heather-clad slopes of Even Moor started climbing up towards the sky.
"Prepare to abandon lorry!" he shouted.
They plunged into a wood, and the lorry stopped dead in the middle of a bramble thicket. It was suddenly very quiet. Then there was a very busy 5 minutes as the gnomes unloaded their possessions from the back of the lorry. By the time the policemen arrived, there was not a gnome to be seen. Rincemangle and Featherhead were sitting high up on a bramble branch and watched as the men wandered round the abandoned lorry, scratching their heads. After poking around inside the cab and finding the little ropes and ladders, they wandered away, arguing. When they had gone, the gnomes crept out of their hiding places and gathered round Rincemangle.
"Even more is only a few hundred yards away," he said. "Let's spend the day hidden here, and we could be up there tonight."
The gnomes lit fires and settled down to cook breakfast. Many of them were wondering what it would be like to live in the country again after so long in the town. A lot of the little ones, of course, I mean even littler than the average gnome, were rather looking forward to it. But they all knew that there was going to be a lot of hard work before them. Early next morning, a poacher, coming home for breakfast, told his wife he'd seen a lot of little lights climbing up the slopes of the moor. She didn't believe him. But perhaps you will.